check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1-2, 1-2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 69 of Two Downies Dudes for August 1st, 2015. On this episode, Dale and Larry stop by, and we get some listener feedback.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Love it.
Doing it live.
Live.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Usually we add that intro in after the fact, but with this fancy new equipment.
Thanks to Tyler.
Thanks to Tyler. We can just fucking, fuck it, we'll do it live.
Do it live.
Okay. We'll do it live. Fucking that's... thing.
You fucking.
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
It.
Fuck it.
Do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fuck it.
Thank you, Bill O'Reilly.
Do it live.
All right.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Okay, Bill. Well, we got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Ready?
Fuck it.
Fucking thing sucks.
Fucking
we'll do it live.
Sucks. That's right.
You can tell he doesn't swear often.
No, because
it's all like awkward and weird, like fucking thing sucks.
Fucking Bill O'Reilly.
That is a classic moment in TV history.
Amen to that.
So, I'm recovering from last week.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, from what? From anal rape or?
Well, that and having to do a solo podcast.
Oh, I see.
The anal rape thing I'm kind of used to. But
I got you right. So that's like nothing. But yeah. The solo podcast,
that
you're recovering?
Fucking hurt.
It did hurt?
Oh, yeah.
It was painful.
It hurt my butt.
Really? Well, it hurt the old butthole. That's not good.
No, I guess I have a better appreciation for what you do now.
What is it that I do exactly? Oh, you mean the editing?
No, but it's something.
Oh, you mean the editing?
Well,
since you decided to take, you went not only solo podcast, but you said, well, I'll just edit it too.
Oh, take on the editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
is
why you've never done.
The fucking thing's not released yet, and it's Wednesday, and here we are recording another podcast.
Right, which I'll be editing, so it should be up Sunday or
thank
Saturday.
God.
Yeah,
Monday. No, you've been on point with that, but not just the editing, but recording a podcast solo is weird. Like, I forget how much you complete me.
Oh.
I did the little hand motion.
I saw that, the circle, and then you pointed at yourself.
Right.
You're like MC Hammer over here. Too legit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see going flying solo is a little
right.
Kind of fucking weird.
Yeah, I had nobody to accuse of being a child molester but myself. That was weird.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It gets awkward.
Especially when you start
myself.
Right, when you start arguing. You're like, no, I'm not. And you're like, yes, you are. But you did it. You did a solo podcast.
I did.
I was indisposed. I couldn't be here.
Right. So and glad so, to have you back.
I bet.
We were talking before the podcast about our relationship, actually.
Our relationship with one another.
Yes.
And?
How perfect it is. Those were your words, not mine.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's nice. Throw me under the bus. It's a good relationship.
It is.
I mean, minus the sex thing.
Right.
This
sex
could work.
Could be better, but yeah.
This could work. I mean, it could. It could work.
Yeah.
We'd never fight. We'd never fucking argue. And like I said earlier, you know, like with the wife, there's always those days when it's like, are you upset? Are you mad? Is there something wrong? What's going on? You know what I mean? Like it happens in every relationship.
Right.
Somebody's having a down day and you instantly take it on. You think that it's something you did. But with you and me, I don't give a fuck.
No.
Like, I don't care. If you're all bitchy, then I just be like, well, fuck off, dude. I'm going to go play Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
It is.
And even if you got mad at me for that, I wouldn't care. But the thing is, you wouldn't get mad at me for that.
No.
Right. See, that's...
I don't think we've ever really even had an argument.
No, I don't believe so. We've had a disagreement.
Right.
politically, when politics, we've gotten
we got into heated debate at one point. Yeah. But it's funny how we started out kind of in different ends of the spectrum and then merged.
We both met into in the middle. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we but you actually, you were way on way one end and I was way on another, and then we kind of just met in the middle.
Actually, we met like way off in the fucking Willy Wags.
We did.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're both pretty much
politically speaking libertarian.
Libertarian, yeah, which is like weird, crazy, far right. It's not like we both became moderates overnight.
No.
But I think that's just part of getting old. Like, the older you get, the more you just want to be fucked with less.
Absolutely. And when I was younger, I wanted to be fucked with more.
Yes. More fucking. Yeah. So, it's good to be back. Good to have you back. Much better this way. I think right out the gate here, we've got Dale coming in. He's going to do some more campaigning.
He is. I'm going to ask him a few more questions.
Yeah.
Kind of try to get more of a grasp on where he's coming from and what his plans are for his political future.
Right.
So, you want to have him come in?
Yeah, sure.
What's going on today, Dale?
Yeah, what's going on? This is presidential candidate Dale down Millbridge.
Yep.
I guess saying that other part before I introduce myself so people know who I am.
Right.
Yeah, just here, you know, talks more about my champagne.
Your champagne, okay.
Yeah.
That's campaign.
Right.
Right.
Camping?
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not camping. I'm going to be staying in the White House. That's what I'm here to say.
Right. It's campaign.
Sure.
Can you say that with me, Dale? Say campaign. No? Okay. So, good to have you back.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hasn't been all that long, but it's been a while, and I'm sure, you know, in the midst of what's going on in your world, you know, a few weeks is like a year in the campaigning, you know, campaigning world. So, what have you been up to?
I've just been kind of tooling around down Millbridge, putting out some signs and stuff.
Good.
I ain't had a lot of gas to put in the truck, so I haven't got much farther, but I put like some little, old lady made up some little flyers that we put up in the store down Millbridge here, and you'll probably see some signs on the side of the road.
So,
they're not like laminated or nothing, so I don't know, they're probably gone by now, a couple rainstorms.
We did have a few storms.
Clean them out.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So you're getting down to the grassroots. That's good.
We're getting there, yeah.
Well, all right. So I got to ask you a question, or at least bring up a topic for you, something that has recently come up with me and Robbie on the podcast here. We had a problem recently trying to set up an Amazon affiliate banner, and because of Maine state laws, we weren't able to do that. What are your feelings on those regulations that the state has?
Well, I mean, I'm all for regulating that stuff because I don't know why people are friggin' ordering stuff from the Amazon anyway.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, people piss and moan all the time about friggin' rainforest there, and they don't want them cutting down the rainforest, but you keep ordering stuff from the Amazon, they're going to keep having to cut down trees to make it, and we need more jobs here in America, not in the Amazon. So, I say order more stuff from the USA and less stuff from the Amazon. And plus, it's got to be cheaper for shipping anyway. I know they're using the drones or whatever to deliver them, but still, that's crazy. We're friggin' shipping all that stuff up here from the Amazon.
From the Amazon. Okay. So that doesn't really touch on anything I was actually talking to you about. You have in the past talked a lot about Llama terrorism.
Yeah, Llama terrorism. Right. That's probably one of my biggest platforms.
Okay, the Llama terrorism. So we here at Two Down East Dudes want to just set the record straight here and correct you to that is actually Islamic terrorism.
I know it is Llama terrorism. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say it's not.
No, it's Islamic terrorism.
Right, I know it is. Llama terrorism.
Yeah, no. Okay,
that's what it is.
Right. Islamic terrorism.
Llama terrorism what? Is it bad? Yes. It's bad. And I don't like what you're trying. I think you're trying to put spin. Is this what they call spin? I'm saying that it is Llama terrorism. And you're trying to say, oh, it is Llama terrorism. And that's I'm agreeing with you.
Right.
And you're trying to insinuate that I'm saying that it's not Llama terrorism.
Well, I'm not insinuating anything. I'm saying Islamic terrorism is how you would say it. You would say Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, exactly, and it's a problem.
Okay, it is a problem.
And I'll tell you what, I'll be 10 times friggin' hasher on Lama terrorism than Obama is, because Obama's a friggin', he's a pushover when it comes to that.
Okay, okay. So since we're on the topic of misconceptions.
Yeah.
And I know that's a little bit big of a word for you, but you seem to talk a lot about Obama, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Obama.
Okay, you do realize that it's Obama.
Obama is right. Obama's going down.
Yeah, okay, right. Obama.
Obama, yeah.
Yeah, Obama.
Yeah.
Right.
Obama's going to freaking get his.
Oh, no.
Obama is definitely going to get his.
No, not Obama. It's Obama.
You just said same thing twice.
Okay,
You have like a stutter, speech impediment? No. You just said Obama two times.
No, that's right. Obama is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. Obama is going down. Oh, he is.
Okay. All right.
Because I'll tell you what. I freaking dig a double tied. You know what I mean? I'm used to putting in hard work.
Right.
So I don't know what the equivalent of that is in politics. Maybe like a double debate or something. I'll debate him like twice in a row.
Right. But
whatever it is, I'll work more hours than so, yeah. Oh, Obama's going down.
Okay. Obama is going down. All right. So we'll just change gears here for a second. And, we need to ask, and since this is the campaign's really ramping up at this point. The candidates are all very lively, and they're out, and they're outspoken. And so we need to get a little more hard-hitting here when we interview you and ask you some serious questions. And we want to know, what are your feelings on ISIS?
I don't really know too much about it. I'm looking right now, and I don't know much about technology, but I see you got one here.
What's that?
ISIS laptop.
No, that's my. That's an Asus. Asus laptop.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to flip. I'm going to flip the script here, sir, and turn around on you and ask you, what do you feel about ISIS? Is it a good laptop or not? Like, I mean, if I'm going to be president, well, I don't really think I need a laptop, but they'll probably want me to have one.
So you're asking if you should have an Asus laptop?
Sure.
And I'm asking you about the organization known as ISIS. There's an organization known as ISIS that is a major problem in this world today.
Well, as far as I know, they're just out to make some laptops, so I don't see what the big problem is.
Okay. Okay, so Asus laptop, again, being confused for the terrorist organization known as ISIS.
Wait, so they're terrorists that are making these laptops, and you bought one. You're funding terrorism by buying this laptop.
I'm not really, because they're two separate things. And that is an A. The name of that laptop is an Asus laptop. And ISIS starts with an I. So,
see, this is why I'm not good at politics. To me, it's pretty clear. And you're giving me a politician's answer. You're skirting around the issue. I'm trying to say, why are you supporting terrorists, and you're freaking talking about the alphabet? So let's just move on to the next question.
All right. Is there anything else? I mean, is there anything else you'd like to contribute today?
Sure. You know, one of the big things that I'd like to focus on in my campaign is I'd like to focus on autistic children.
You'd like to focus on autistic children during your campaign?
Yeah, I got a nephew that's autistic, and geez, Christ, that kid will friggin' scream, carry on, everything. And I don't see what the big problem is. We're friggin' making these, you know, special schools for them. They're trying to get them on medication and stuff. I say, what does it cost? A couple bucks a piece, and we get them all some paintbrushes, and treat all the autistic children with paintbrushes instead of expensive medications and special schools for them and everything. Give them even just some finger paints or something. You know what? Arts and crafts.
Okay. So you want to give autistic kids paintbrushes and paints?
Sure. I mean, if they're good at painting, why not give them a paintbrush? Maybe they stop screaming and stuff.
You think in your mind, autistic children are good at painting because why?
Because they're autistic.
Autistic.
They're born that way. They're really good at painting and stuff. So, like, my nephew, he in the middle of the grocery store, he's screaming, freaking out. Give the kid a freaking paintbrush if he's autistic. That's all he wants to do is paint. So let him paint, and he'll calm down.
Right.
I don't know what the freaking problem is. You know, we got this whole thing about, you know, autistic awareness.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, we all know who the great artists were. Like, I can't think of any, but,
right.
You know.
You could say, like, Van Gogh.
Picasso, yeah.
Yeah, Picasso. Van Gogh.
Sure, yeah. I'd never bought none of his records, but, so, yeah, that's, pretty easy answer to that, and I don't know why everybody's avoiding the issue, and I think it's just the pharmacological companies just trying to make money.
Pharmacological?
Yeah, off their medications and everything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, I guess there's really no money in paintbrushes, but that's what we ought to be doing.
So, as president, if you were to make it to the White House, you would shower the nation's autistic children.
Every autistic child would have a paintbrush if I'm president.
And some paints to go along with it.
Sure. Sure.
Wow, Dale, that is awesome. I think that your campaign is really ramping up, and I think that you're starting to get a little bit better at taking the hard-hitting questions. And again, thanks for coming in and voicing your opinion on these things that concern us all.
Sure, yeah, Dale for president.
So, did you catch any of that?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
It was kind of frustrating.
Yeah, he definitely has some misconceptions.
Literary.
Yeah.
Misconceptions.
Yeah, he struggles with those details.
Yeah, a little bit. Letters, numbers, sounds,
yeah.
Adjectives, pronouns, nouns.
Just words in general he has a hard time with.
He does not word well.
Also, math, economics,
yeah, not so
politics,
much. Right.
Basically anything but digging clams.
Yeah.
But he's going for it.
He is.
I'd be really interested to hear him debate against the candidates, which may happen. Who knows?
It may. Yeah, it may. It would be nice to see that. So what do we have up next on the agenda?
We have got some listener feedback.
Oh, my favorite segment.
And two down these dudes. Bumble one fan.
So this week's listener feedback.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that now we can have listener feedback without having microphone feedback.
We can.
Which is nice.
It is nice, yeah.
Coming to you in stereo.
I would much rather have listener feedback than microphone feedback.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah.
And we've got some good listener feedback, too.
Good as in, like, it was constructive, or good as in, like, they were, like, really nice to us?
More like really nice to us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For one, we got another contribution.
We did.
From Breaking Even Communications.
That's excellent.
Which is Nicole Ouellette, who is one of our favorite listeners.
Uh-huh.
And you probably don't know this, but I was checking out Breaking Even Communications because if, you know, we're going to get a contribution, we might as well do a little research and know who's contributing.
Nice. Right.
Breaking Even Communications, give them a little plug here. They do email marketing, website design, social media marketing.
Wow.
All around marketing needs.
Excellent.
For this day and age with technology.
So right up your alley.
Sure.
All things you understand.
Yeah, not really. I don't understand. Well, I understand. I'm just not necessarily good with social media marketing, website design, things like that. So, yeah, we could probably use some of their expertise.
Oh, I thought that's what we had you for.
Yeah,
so
I suck
maybe
at it.
We
see
should
how shit
can you and hire Nicole.
Yeah, we should fire me.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah, I am too after doing the solo podcast last week. But you probably didn't realize this, but also a member of the team of Breaking Even Communications is Cassie Strout, mutual friend of ours.
Ah, I did not know that.
Yeah, so I'd say, and then there's one other gentleman that I don't know, but you know, if two out of three are awesome, I would assume that he is too.
Absolutely.
So it looks like a good team.
Awesome comes in threes.
Exactly.
Sometimes it comes in two, Downey's dudes, but sometimes it comes in threes.
Right.
Most of the time it comes in threes. That's awesome. So another donation. So yep. The ball is rolling now. Now the ball is rolling.
Yeah.
Right. And I was saying off mic at one point, I told you, if we were to get just $1 from all of our listeners, we would have $2.
Yes, Mom. So cough it up. Now, we also got another message, which messages are good. Money's better.
Right.
But messages are good.
A message with some money is good.
Ooh, yeah, that would be the ultimate.
A money message.
This one is coming from listener Timmy Sprague. He sent us a link to a video and asked if we could pass it on to Dale and Larry. So I think Larry's coming in here, too. We've already got Dale in, so we'll get the two of them on this video that Timmy sent and see what they have to say about it. Looks like it's a gentleman skinning and gutting a deer in less than 2 minutes.
In less than 2 minutes?
Yep.
Well, that's definitely a video them boys has got to see.
Yeah, this presidential candidate, Dale Down Millbridge, again.
Yeah, this is Vice President Larry Down Lubeck.
Did I ever ask you to be Vice President, or you just assuming
you
because we're related?
No, last weekend. Last Saturday night, you don't remember?
I was pretty hammered.
Right.
I probably asked four or five people.
No, you said. I mean, you said.
Right. So. I think I asked Jibby, too. But, I mean, maybe I can have, like, I don't know, a couple. Like, maybe a posse, like a friggin', just a whole bunch of vice presidents.
Yeah. So what are we doing here right now? Because I was out in the truck, and we was up here, and I thought I was just waiting, but you told me to come up. So.
Yeah, I guess they wanted us to watch this video of a guy skinning and gutting a deer in less than 2 minutes. So maybe we'll watch this, give a little breakdown for the listeners and see what this is all about. Say, it's like a Mexican gentleman.
He does look, slightly Mexican. Yeah. You know, like he's got that Mexican skin. You know what I mean?
So he's good with the knife.
Yeah.
I think that's natural instinct.
And fast, too.
I mean,
there ain't nothing them people can't do fast.
No, they come here, they friggin' rake all the blueberries faster than we do.
Jesus Christ, they're done in like a week.
They better stay off the fucking clam pots.
You ever seen the boys
that.
After the Mexicans get a hold of it?
Oh, yeah.
There ain't friggin' a fucking blueberry left.
Looks like a sand pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turned into a gravel pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now he's cutting the pork loin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he just stabbed that friggin' thing.
He just.
I think it's already dead.
Yeah.
I don't know why he had to do. Oh, yeah, he's got to calm down. That thing's dead already, but he doesn't know what he's doing.
Knife into it, but.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, is he about done already?
Yeah, that's the giblets.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, he's gotten it.
He's pulling the giblets out. Those are good. You want to set them aside, make stuffing with them.
Yeah. That's nice. That big sack there, that big blue sack one there, that's the one you want to hang on to.
Yeah, this is ball sack.
Yeah. He did a pretty good job there. He just boy.
Thing right out.
What do you suppose that dressed out? About 100, 150 pounds?
Probably at least.
Yeah, because it looks like a dog. Are you sure that's a deer?
Yeah, that might be a dog. I mean, do they even have deer in Mexico? How's he been practicing? He's probably been practicing on coyotes, I bet.
Right.
It's pretty similar, really.
Yeah. Do they have deer down there? I didn't think deer made it that fast out.
No, I think they got like coyotes and what the hell's he got now?
Oh, he's sawing off the legs there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, bone saw.
Yeah, bone saw. Cut them legs right off. Yeah.
That's good. I don't trust that guy. I bet he's
boy,
a
freaking cartel. Boy, that he does a pretty good job.
Huh? Yeah, I bet he's a cartel guy. He's been hacking
people.
Look
how he cuts that head off. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's done that before. 1:48. You go, David.
Oh, he's down south.
1:48.
Oh, okay.
They got them southern accents here. 1:48.
Turn around, David. Let me see you.
Yeah, that's probably.
He's a man.
That's not even. That's probably not even a whitetail.
No. I don't know what that
is. It'd probably take him like 20 minutes to a whitetail. Yeah. That's different.
Ha!
So, I'm not really impressed. I mean.
It's all right, but Christ, it ain't. Didn't look like much of a deer to me.
No.
I mean, if you've got something the size of a duck, you can pretty much dress her out pretty fast.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. I guess. You know?
Yeah. It was all right, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was Dale and Larry's breakdown. Thanks, Timmy, for sending the video. They weren't too impressed, but I thought it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed. It was a relatively small deer, but...
It was, I'll give him that, but...
But they did seem to be from the south. The guy had a southern accent, so my guess is that those southern deer, they tend to be a little bit on the small side.
Yeah.
But I don't know if size is really a factor. I guess, well, it kind of is. I mean, you got a lot more surface area you're trying to skin, but he did skin her out pretty fucking fast. So.
I'd say, yeah.
And he kept the skin in good shape, too. He didn't hack it all the fuck.
Right.
So, yeah, it was impressive.
Nice.
Well, there. So we got that taken care of.
Yes, sir.
And a little listener feedback.
Yeah.
And again, thanks for all the people that have donated so far.
Hell yeah. All two of them.
That's right. Keep it coming.
Yeah.
You do.
So next up, we've got some news.
So, what is our news this week?
Well, we've got a little follow-up to an article that we looked at before, and this should kind of straighten things out about the great white sharks in Maine.
Oh, okay.
It looks like we were both right, or everybody was right, because basically it is and it isn't.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah.
So, well, it is a great white shark, but it's not.
Well,
it's a dolphin.
The reports that we were seeing before about great whites near Wells, Old Orchard Beach, and Portland says stirred up all sorts of beach excitement and anxiety. But after reviewing images taken of these supposed great whites, researchers concluded the massive fish were much more likely to be docile basking sharks, which look a lot like whites, but don't have the scary apex predator reputation.
Okay.
So
it wasn't a great white shark.
It was not. None of those sightings were great whites. They were all basically confirmed to be basking shark or otherwise.
Okay. So an ice cream shark.
Sure, yeah, Baskin Robbins shark. They exclusively eat ice cream. So
safe.
Tough way.
Other than
them.
A kid out, you know, holding an ice cream cone out on the beach.
You're good. Yeah.
Right. But if that kid's got an ice cream cone, he's probably going to lose an arm.
Forget about it. He's getting torn the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah. It does say, though, like you mentioned on the podcast before, it says, to be clear, there are almost certainly white sharks off the coast of Maine.
White sharks. Great yes. whites or just white ones?
Because
is there a difference?
Albino, sand shark.
Well, seriously, I've always known him as a great white shark. I've never heard anybody just refer to him as a white.
Yeah, I'm assuming a Caucasian shark.
Right.
I'm assuming that's what they're talking about.
Okay.
It says the temperatures during most of the year are right. There are plenty of seals here to eat, and some of the biggest white sharks ever caught were found off the Canadian coast nearby.
Wow.
So like you said, and like we said about the wolves, too, they're not going to stop at the Maine border and be like, oh, nope, this is Maine. We don't go here.
Right. We don't belong in Maine. Because they said we don't exist here, so...
If they're all around, they're not, you know, right. They have no regards to borders,
they could
so.
Migrate.
Yeah.
They are migrating animals, so it is possible for them to do that. So you're saying I'm right because it is possible, and there have been great white sharks in this area. It's just that the sightings recently were not
correct.
Great white. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
So everybody calm down.
Sharks ain't gonna get you.
Right. I don't know. Somebody told me an interesting statistic that it's probably one of those things that's not even accurate, but somebody told me that more people are killed by falling coconuts each year than sharks.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Because killed, maimed is another thing. I don't think many people are getting maimed by as many coconuts as they are sharks.
Right.
Because not everybody dies when a shark attacks them, you know. Sometimes they just lose a leg or lose an arm or get their face all fucked up or some big teeth marks in their thighs or they right. can't walk no more. But that's not death.
No. You know? Right.
Right. So, you know what I mean? It's that's any kind of statistic like that. But I don't know. I mean, you'd have to obviously research that a little bit more.
Yeah. It does say in here, though, the common estimate is that humans kill about 100 million sharks worldwide every year.
Humans do.
Yep.
Humans
kill 100 million sharks every year, while sharks kill about 5 humans in a year. So I'd say we're winning. Fucking
We're winning the shark.
100 million shark wars. Sharks 5. Go fuck yourself.
So we kill 100 million?
Dumb animals.
100 million?
Yeah.
100 million.
100 million.
That seems like a lot of sharks.
Yeah, compared to 5 humans.
Wow. Well, we are at the top of the food chain, so sharks fucking beware.
That's right. Did you see that video of the guy in the, it was a like national televised surfing competition?
Yes.
And he fucking just punches the shark in the head. That was insane.
That was badass.
Yeah.
Is what that was.
Most people would just panic and cry and shit themselves.
Exactly.
That dude's like, I'm going to punch this guy right in the fucking head.
Uh-huh. That's pretty badass. And I don't give surfers much credit for being badass. I hope I'm not offending any surfers out there. But, you know, that's pretty badass. Because I would have just cried and shit myself and lost a leg.
Yeah.
Or an arm or whatever. But he didn't. He's like, I ain't backing down. I'm going to fight you.
Right. And you're right. You don't usually think of surfers as very violent in nature. They've got like the long hair and the chill vibe and listen to Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And I've got like a 50s interpretation of what surfers are.
Pretty much. Yeah. The Beach Boys. Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking retro surfers right there.
Yeah. But fucking just punched it right in the head.
Punch a shark. If you got to punch a fucking shark, punch a shark.
Amen. We condone punching sharks here at Two Downy Stoods.
Absolutely.
Anytime you get a chance. Even if it's a basking shark, it's completely nonviolent. If you see it, like, chase it down.
And punch it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Follow it in your boat. Find it and just fucking clock it in the head.
Uh-huh. And then harpoon it.
Yes.
And then eat its tasty sweet meat.
Hell yeah. 100 million and 1. Up the score.
So.
Yeah.
Sharks, punching sharks.
Speaking of tasty animals, actually speaking of sharks, I got to try some shark.
You did?
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, I don't think I told you that.
You didn't? Did you kill it?
No. I'd like to say that I punched it myself and killed
it. Beat it to death.
Yeah.
And then ate it.
Fucking skinned it and gutted it like that guy in the video.
Yeah, you don't really skin fish, but okay, so.
No, that's true. See, shows you how much I know. Uh-huh. No, I went down to the Fisherman's Day in Stonington.
Oh.
And they had a bunch of shops and stands set up down on the wharf there. And one of them was grilled shark.
Really?
Yeah.
And was it good?
It was really good.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's, the consistency is similar to chicken. It's really dense and grainy. It's not flaky like most fish is.
Right. So it's like a tuna.
Yeah, but even tougher, like even more,
meaty.
Meaty, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Not fishy at all. Actually, honestly, not too much flavor, really.
Oh, really?
But if you season it up good, it's pretty tasty.
So
and
it's
then
a
you
bland
get,
meat.
You get to the skin and by the skin and that layer of fat, that's pretty good.
That's where your flavor's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in other food-related news, I've got a little bit of a food review I can do.
All right.
Oh, man. So good. Oh, it's great. Oh, God.
Okay, so where did you fucking eat this time?
Well, actually, not so much eat as it is drink.
Okay.
The new Deja Brew.
Deja Brew.
Right. Which is where Coffee Express was.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, naturally, I had to go try it because I am a coffee connoisseur or a coffee snob, as you refer to me as.
Well, more of a douchebag, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that holds true because I was underwhelmed by Deja Brew, I got to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the first time, this is going to be impossible to say without coming off douchey, but
of course
the first time I went there I ordered a latte double shot and it came out and they made it with water. Wait, you're already yawning.
I'm sorry.
On, give me a break. I'm like five words in and you're yawning. Such a dick. Maybe you need a little Deja Brew.
Yeah, I'm just tired. I worked hard today. Anyways,
sure you did.
So they made it with water and you're not supposed to do that.
No, that's an Americana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Americana is a shot of espresso in water, or a couple shots of espresso and water, whatever.
Right.
Latte uses milk, so typically.
Same shots, just in milk.
Yeah. But I knew the second I had already kind of committed, I started driving away. I wasn't going to drive back.
Right.
But I looked at it, and you can tell the difference. It looked clear.
Right.
It did not look creamy. It didn't look like there was any dairy in it.
It wasn't frothy.
No. And as soon as, well, it was iced, so it's, you know, kind of harder to tell.
I see.
That way. But yeah, once I looked at it, I could see through the consistency, you know, I could see through it, and I was like, yeah, that's definitely made with water. It's an Americana. And I just don't think the woman knew. So I kind of let that slide.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, let some people know appropriately. And
some people that work there?
That are involved in that company, you could say.
Okay. Privately owned, like a locally owned.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody just rents the building now that Coffee Express used to be in.
Correct.
And started their own coffee joint.
Yep.
Okay.
So I mentioned it to somebody, decided to give it a second chance the other day. So I went through, got a latte, and it was a medium latte with a double shot, two shots of espresso.
Uh-huh.
And it was like $4.80.
I don't know, like, is that expensive?
Or maybe it was $4.20 and I left the other 80 cents for a tip, something like that. But basically it was like $5.
Okay.
Which is not outrageous for a latte, but it's not outrageous for a good latte, and it was not a great latte.
Hmm.
It did not seem either the beans weren't strong enough or there wasn't enough of it, but it didn't seem like a double shot. It didn't seem like there were two shots of espresso, and it seemed like one weak shot of espresso.
Huh.
So
cutting corners, maybe?
Or maybe I'm used to the dank stuff.
Right.
As you know.
The put hair on your balls kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
which is why I don't understand why your balls are hairless, but I'm just saying.
You just made it weird.
Yeah.
After that conversation in the intro, people are really going to wonder.
Oh, they've been wondering for a long time.
You have seen my penis. Just putting that out there. So, on non-penis related news, Deja Brew did not impress me. I won't be going back unless it's the type of thing where...
Why don't you just try a cup of coffee, though? Maybe they got good coffee. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they can't do the douchebag drinks as well, and they just, like, sell good coffee.
Maybe. Maybe I should give it another shot with
the
coffee.
You should try a cup of coffee. Because some places can do coffee. They can't do, you know...
espresso drinks.
Right. Fancy fucking whatever the fucks.
Yeah.
I like coffee, personally. I just like coffee. And I like coffee-flavored coffee. I don't want it, you know, mocha or fucking hazelnut or you know, French vanilla. Like, nope, I just want my coffee to taste like coffee.
Right.
So that's why I'm a D&D man. But so, yeah, I think you should, because it sounds to me like you went out. You kind of set the bar high, if you think about it, because you went to this place and got one of the harder drinks to make right out of the gate. But a cup of coffee is not that difficult to make.
It's not, but an espresso drink really shouldn't be either. Like,
well, don't you have to have a special kind of machine
if
to make one of them?
Yeah, you have to have.
And don't you have to know how to use that special kind of machine? Because I'll say when Flexit opened up, when they first opened, they were having problems with those type of drinks.
Yeah,
and the reason was the person that was using the machine wasn't quite knowledged on the machine. They were doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And so the drinks were coming out fucked up until somebody went in and said, look, this is how you do it. You got to use it like this. And then all of a sudden, drinks just went from they suck to, wow, these are awesome.
Yeah. See, their coffee and espresso drinks are great.
Right.
But here's my thing. It's not like I went to an Italian restaurant. Well, actually, Italian would be a bad example because they should have good coffee. But it's not like I went to a Mexican restaurant. I didn't go to the Mex and order a latte and then criticize and be like, oh, this is terrible. Like, you could expect that from a Mexican restaurant. But when your sole product is coffee and espresso drinks, like, you got five things on the menu. You ought to be able to do it right. So,
well,
maybe they're working
ought to
out
be
some
and can't
kinks.
Be. That's right. I mean, it's a relatively new, must be new, because I haven't even noticed the building has changed any.
Right.
So, it can't be that old.
It's been there like a couple of months now.
Well, I'm going to have to go get a cup of coffee from there now.
Yeah, I'm interested in trying their ice cream, too, because it's also ice cream.
Oh. Oh, so it isn't just coffee.
No. They do have ice cream, too.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But that's pretty simple. You just scoop it into a container or a cone.
Right.
But,
yeah. Hard to fuck up ice cream.
Yeah. I guess the one advantage that they do have is that they're open on Sundays, and they're pretty much, it'll be them and Dunkin' Donuts. So, you know me, I'll take any chance I can get to
not go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Not go to that fucking wretched excuse for a coffee place.
Wow. Coming from one of the Downies dudes.
We've got Tim Hortons now, too.
We do. Are they good? See, I've never even really been into a Tim Hortons.
It's about on par with Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
It is.
I like their baked goods and breakfast sandwiches and stuff better at Tim Hortons. I mean, it's all shit. It's all frozen, prepackaged, just
right.
Microwaved.
Junk.
But as far as shitty frozen food,
theirs is
Tim
better.
Hortons is better than Dunkin' Donuts, I'd say.
Well, I tell you, I've never been a fan of Dunkin' Donuts food.
Oh,
donuts are all right. Like, their donuts are okay.
Yeah.
They've always, you know, been decent donuts, but when they started doing sandwiches and shit, breakfast sandwiches, and then they even got more elaborate with them,
ugh,
they are fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And you can almost taste the MSG when you're biting into them. It is fucking gross.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Yeah, and they get way too experimental, too. It seems like every other day they're coming out with some crazy new flavor, like, you know, Skittles rainbow swirl coffee.
Sausage.
It's like
sandwich.
Sausage coffee, sausage sandwich, sausage flavored coffee, coffee flavored sausage.
Yeah.
I know. And like you were saying, I don't do any of the bullshit. The French vanilla, hazelnut. In fact, I get offended because I'm constantly looking for other people that are as passionate about coffee as I am.
Wow.
Which are few and far between.
You're trying to start a club?
I'm a fucking, like, lonely, creepy old coffee guy.
Oh.
Just trying desperately to find a soulmate.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hardcore, dude.
So, anytime, say I have a new coworker, a new employee, that the company that I work for, I get excited and start talking to them, and it happens every time I get let down. We start talking about food in the area and this and that. Oh, are you a coffee drinker? And this happened to me, like, the last three guys that I've worked alongside. I said, hey, you know, I'm going out for a coffee. They'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, where are you going? Can I get one? It's like, yeah, sure. Oh, you're a coffee drinker? Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely a coffee drinker. It's like, all right, what do you want? French vanilla with a shot of hazelnut flavor and five creams and eight sugars.
Right.
It's like, no, you're not a coffee drinker.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little much.
So, yeah, always disappointed.
You look so sad about that.
I really am. I was just reminiscing about the last three times that I've been let down. I get that little bit of hope when something's like, oh, you're going out for coffee? I'd love a coffee. It's like, no, you wouldn't love a coffee. You would love some fucking cream and sugar and
have it flavored like hazelnut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that just happens to have caffeine in it. Like,
right.
You want the effect of caffeine, but it's got the unfortunate side effect of tasting like coffee, so you got to drown it out with all this bullshit.
See, I'm more of a Folgers instant kind of guy.
Oh, come the fuck on. Now you're just messing with me. Now you're just being an asshole.
I do like Folgers instant. I do. You want to talk about dank, dude? That'll fucking send a shiver down your fucking
rank
spine.
Rank is what you're thinking of. I don't think you're using that word correctly. It's rank.
I love it. Good Folgers fucking instant first thing in the morning out ice fishing. Oh, man, there's nothing like it.
An oxymoron. A good Folgers first thing in the morning.
Mm.
It's like somebody taking a dump in your mouth first thing in the morning.
Well, I don't know if it's that extreme.
A dump that just helps you wake up.
It's a caffeinated dump.
We got
some caffeinated diarrhea here. You want it for breakfast?
Best part of waking up is diarrhea in your cup. Folgers.
Well, that's good. So you'll give it a shot again and go try a cup of coffee. Just a regular old cup of Joe.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
You're going to do your half calf? Is that how you do?
No.
No? No, you just go full caffeinated?
Just fucking, yeah, just go for it. The other day I was really dragging ass, so I went to Rooster Brothers and got a just a straight up double shot espresso.
Shot of just adrenaline.
Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that is fucking rugged.
Hmm.
You want to talk about strong?
All right. So then we'll have to find out between now and the next podcast if you've gone back and given them a second or a third shot.
I'll give it a third shot. Why not? Well, all right. Well, we can, before we sign out, I think we can both do a little bit of a movie review.
We can.
I know. Surprise, surprise. I'm throwing you under the bus again.
You are.
Do you
know that I went to the movies while I was away last weekend?
No. What did you go see?
Oh, I went and saw Ant-Man. Of course. Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
Okay, so what movie did you have in mind?
Well, before the podcast, you were telling me that you rather enjoyed a Lifetime movie.
Oh,
I really wanted to let our listeners hear about that.
You're a dick.
You enjoyed a Lifetime movie.
I did.
What, starring who?
Jennifer Lopez.
You fucking loved the J-Lo Lifetime movie. Although it does sound like it had a great plot.
Well, it was all right. I wouldn't say great, and I'm not trying to tout it as the best movie of the year, but I enjoyed a Lifetime movie. It was a Lifetime movie that I witnessed that I actually enjoyed. Like, at the end of it, I was like, oh, well, that was pretty good. And when I saw the Lifetime, you know, a Lifetime original flash across the screen, I instantly went, oh, fuck, are you kidding me? You know, because, like, let's be honest, Lifetime movies fucking suck. Yeah. That's where actors and actresses go to die.
Oh, yeah,
it
definitely
is. That's where they end up. Their career is dead when they end up on Lifetime. So, but I liked it. It was good. It had a good plot. It was Fight Club, but with a Lifetime twist.
About ready to punch my wife.
Exactly. There you go. Thanks, Mr. LePage. That is Lifetime right there. Punching your wife.
So what was it called? Was it like They Stole My Baby 12?
No, it was... I want to say Lilo and Stitch, but that's not it.
Well,
there was something similar to that. It was like Lila and Anna or Eve. Lila and Eve, maybe. So go ahead and Google that, people, yeah, and you'll find it. Lila and Eve, I believe, is what it was. Because I kept thinking Lilo and Stitch, but I think it was Lila and Eve. The plot, I mean, I can break it down real quick. It was a African-American lady living in a, you know, city, suburban, you know, or not suburban, but an urban area.
Happens to be black.
Right, happens, exactly. That's right. And her child accidentally, well, I don't say accidentally, he got gunned down in the street. He wasn't like a gang member or anything like that. He just happened to be the wrong place, wrong time, and caught a bullet. So she ends up going to this 12-step group for women that have lost children, and she meets Jennifer Lopez in this group.
I love the way you say that.
Right. And I'm going to... This is total spoiler alert, so anybody who's going to be mad at me... Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, we got the disclaimer, so if you plan on watching this terrible Lifetime movie, or good Lifetime movie is...
Whichever you... Yeah, stated, however you...
Yeah, go ahead and skip this part.
Right. Just go ahead and shut it off and just listening to the ending. But anyway, so basically, Jennifer Lopez doesn't exist. She's not real. She's a figment of her imagination. She comes up with the idea that this woman, instead of, you know, trying to deal with the trauma of losing a child, should go seek revenge for losing said child. And does just that. Goes on a shooting spree. And I believe it was loosely based on a true story.
But she didn't exist?
Jennifer Lopez was just a figment of her imagination.
Oh, okay.
She became her friend. She met her in this group. And, of course, I figured it out halfway through the movie because I realized that, like, at some point, like, wait a minute. She's never – Jennifer is never sitting in the group with all the other ladies. She's always, like, off in the back on a couch by herself, like, just scoffing and, like, giving the other lady looks like, why are we even here? This is useless. And so as halfway through the movie, I realized this is a fight. This is Fight Club.
I was going to say, it's fucking Fight Club.
Yeah, it's Fight Club. It is. It's Fight Club only with a Lifetime twist. I said that earlier.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but not bad. Not bad.
I got to say, that's deep for a Lifetime movie.
It kind of was. It kind of was. I was impressed. I really was. At the end of the movie, I was impressed. I had watched a Lifetime movie, and I did not vomit, which is good.
That means it's good for a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
What if you had to... Okay, I'll ask you two questions.
All right.
If you had to rate this movie out of 10, what would you give it?
That's tough. I would say at least a 4.5.
Okay. All right.
At least.
What would you guess it got on IMDb?
IMDb, oh man, I'm going to say probably a 3.
No, I got a 5.9.
5.9?
Yeah.
Wow. So you did find it. It was Lilo and Stitch?
It's Lilo and Stitch, so... Yeah, you might not want your kids to watch this one. Leela and Eve, Leela it's and called. Eve. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
2015, straight to Lifetime.
Straight to Lifetime.
I believe. I don't know. I just made that up.
You did?
I just
okay.
said that. Right. Yeah, so the two characters.
Uh-huh. Leela and Eve.
Leela and Eve. One of them is black and one of them is Hispanic.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez.
So that's weird. At least in Fight Club, it was the same ethnicity. That's kind of even more of a twist.
Know. Her imaginary friend was Mexican.
Mexican. I don't think Jennifer Lopez is Mexican, but yeah.
I mean, not to be racist, but close enough.
Oh, wow. No, I think that is to be racist. It's like, not to be racist, but I hate all other ethnicities. I mean, not to be racist, but, yeah, so.
Not bad. Not a bad movie.
All right.
Worth a watch. If you're, you know, into Lifetime movies.
Definitely not going to watch that.
No, and honestly, I never would have. And never in my wildest dreams would I even have stumbled across that movie. But my wife is obsessed with watching movies. And so she literally will spend an hour on her phone looking up movies that we haven't watched. And she's picked some pretty horrible movies. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not going to get in trouble for saying that because she knows. Like, she's literally picked movies that herself, at 5 minutes into them, she'll look over and be like, so, we're probably not going to finish watching this, right? Because it just sucks, you know? But because we watch movies so frequently, we're running out of movies to watch, you know?
Right.
So, you get down to just having to search for anything.
You guys are like crackheads pawing through the carpet for just a little bit of rock and smoking lint, and it's getting bad.
Except for it's movies.
But movies, yeah.
Right. Not crack.
Right.
I mean, the movie's after the crack.
Yeah. It's kind of like popcorn. Like, it gets you in the mood.
Right.
Gets you amped up.
We smoked a little crack. Let's watch a movie.
Yeah, let's watch a Lifetime movie. Like in Lilo and Stitch with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez.
All right. Well, I can do a little movie review myself.
Okay.
We're going to sound like such sissy boys. You watched a Lifetime movie, and I... watched a movie about a jazz musician.
Okay.
That's one I bet you haven't watched, and I'm sure Audrey would probably enjoy more than you, but Whiplash. Have you seen Whiplash?
Whiplash. No, I don't believe I've seen that.
Well, Whiplash has an 8.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Well, that's a pretty good high rating on IMDb.
Yeah, and I'll read you the summary here. A promising young drummer enrolls at a cutthroat music conservatory where his dreams of greatness are mentored by an instructor who will stop at nothing to realize a student's potential.
Okay.
Really good movie about an aspiring jazz drummer.
Really?
Which you wouldn't expect, but it was really good. Miles Teller played the main character, the young man that was... trying to become
a jazz musician.
Exactly.
Musician.
Which I don't know. I don't know what the hell he's been. He's been in Fantastic Four and Fantastic Four 2 and Insurgent. He's been in a bunch of movies. I didn't really recognize him. But you know who else was in it that fucked me up is J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. Now let me start by saying we've talked about, you know, the whole typecast thing, or how you get an actor's role in a certain movie embedded in your head and you can only see them as that.
Ryan Gosling.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
The Notebook.
Yeah. You watch The Notebook and you can only think of him that way.
Ruined him for
until
me.
You watch Driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he's fucking slitting people's throats.
Right, but he also didn't talk really in that movie.
That's true. And that's why there are so many memes of him, like, being a nice guy. And,
right.
Yeah,
hey, girl.
Yeah. He's kind of soft-spoken and sweet, like, even when he's slitting throats
right.
and fucking people up. But I had that same thing with J.K. Simmons, who you would know as Schillinger from Oz.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yes. The Allstate guy.
Yes, he is the Allstate guy now.
He is the Allstate guy.
Yeah, which, same thing, when I see that Allstate commercial, I'm just like waiting for him to rape someone at
right,
any point.
Exactly, right,
you want insurance? I'll fucking rape you.
Then I'm going to tattoo and burn a swastika on your ass.
Yeah, fucking insure that. But it did, it threw me off because I see him that way. And it wasn't just Oz. He has been on... like Law and Order SVU.
Right.
He's been on a bunch of shows where, I think on Law and Order he played...
like a cop.
A cop,
maybe.
Yeah. But, and it wasn't SVU, it was one of the other Law and Orders, I don't know.
SUV.
Fucking Law and Order Connecticut.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking
His role in Oz is what just stuck in my head. So every time he started like getting angry and yelling at the kid, the drummer kid,
thought,
I was like, oh,
yeah,
this kid's getting
is.
Raped. Yep. Here it comes. And I had to remind myself, like, oh, wait, no, this is not Oz.
Right.
He's not going to rape this white boy.
He can control his anger in this movie.
Yeah.
In Oz, he'd just rape you. But in this movie, in this role, he'll actually like just get angry and let that just be.
Yeah.
Right. There Minus was, the rape.
So there was no raping.
Right.
But still a good movie.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah, despite
so
that.
The Whiplash is the name of
Whiplash,
it.
Whiplash, yeah. Highly recommend it, even
all
though
right.
I didn't talk about the movie really at all, mostly about rape, but still a good movie.
Right. All right, well, maybe we'll have to check that out since we are always in search for new movies.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like we are about out of time this week, boss.
All right. So that's all we got this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, just here, talks more about my champagne.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!